This week on the Magic with Gadgets podcast, we're showing you just how easy it is to cook your favourite frozen pies in the air fryer. I'm just heading out to the corner shop and I was just thinking, frozen pies in the air fryer. There's so many different types of them. So you probably want to know which ones we're using. Well, we just got a mixture of them from Tesco's. Well, I should rephrase. I sent Dom out shopping and he got a mixture of them from Tesco's because he's amazing like that. And then I've got three different types. And then I cooked them all in the air fryer and they all had the same time and temp. And the cook time saving, fresh versus frozen, is only 3 minutes. So you might as well just cook them from frozen. And they're just brilliant. So I'm heading to the corner shop because I just thought, I really fancy some frozen peas with them and I've run out. So that is what is so good about having a corner shop. Got one at the end of our street and it's so convenient that it's not good for my chocolate habit. So I'm back home and I'm just going to have a look in the freezer just to see what frozen pies I've got. And then I can show you the time and temp and how it's done for the air fryer. I've got some Hollands pies, which are scrummy in the air fryer. You can, of course, have your own favourite brand. So I've got a pack here and it's the potato and meat pies. Some of them will do. And then see if I've got anything else that I can show you as well. Yes, I've got some Tesco's pies and these are chicken and bacon pies. So think creamier sauce. But the pies, when you cook them in the air fryer from frozen, generally speaking, they've got a very similar cook time. The only time it differs is if your pie is deeper because the air fryer is cooking from above and it might not be hitting the centre. So for example, I find that pies like these Holland ones will take 20 minutes, whilst pies like the Pucker Pie brand will only take 15 minutes. So it just totally depends. So I'm going to use my Jewel here. That's my freezer telling me off for not closing it. And I'm going to put two of the different types of pies in each drawer. So I've got two going in my right drawer now. The other two in the left. And then what I love about my Jewel is that you can match the baskets. So press your match button. You can of course just fit four in an air fryer basket depending what type of air fryer you've got. So I'm setting this to air fry and then I'm going with 15 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and then press start. And we've beeped. So now the pies have done 15 minutes. So now you can start by adding some egg wash over your pies. You don't have to, of course, but who doesn't love the golden glow of a pie? It's just so nice, isn't it? So don't be shy, give them a good egg washing. And then of course then the second drawer, same again. So a good egg wash. And if you have got any egg wash left over, you can always use it and make a small omelette in the air fryer with it. Or you can just find something else that's lovely and delicious with pastry on that you want egg wash on, depending on how healthy or naughty you are being. So then once you've egg washed them, I'm using the match feature again on Jewel. I just love it. And then I'm looking for a temperature of 180 Celsius. That's 360 Fahrenheit. And a cook time of 5 minutes because it'll just help with the golden colour on your pies and for getting the centre of the pie piping hot. And then press start. Whilst the air fryer is cooking and doing its magic, I just wanted to tell you all about our air fryer cookbooks. We have the complete air fryer cookbook, came out in September 2023. It's just a tenner and it's had more than 2,000 reviews. It's a Sunday Times bestseller and it's perfect for step-by-step instructions for learning the air fryer. You know, you read our reviews and you can tell that it's not just a cookbook. It's your manual that you have never had, and it's just perfect for learning the air fryer. We also have available for pre-order that comes out later this year, Air Fryer Easy Every Day. And this is rinse and repeat, lots more easy everyday air fryer recipes, lots of tips and tricks, and perfect for learning new things in your air fryer. Head over to recipethis.com/books and you can find out more details about both of them there and order yourself a copy. And we've beeped. So let's check on those pies, shall we? Oh, wow. They look yummy. So, so good. And like I say, you can do it with lots and lots of different pies. Just keep an eye on the height, because the higher the pie, the longer it'll take to cook. And if this happens to you, we recommend just adding on an extra 5 minutes at the end at 160 Celsius, 320 Fahrenheit, to focus on the centre. And we also recommend, after the 20-minute cook time, to do an internal temperature with your thermometer to make sure that the pie is piping hot in the centre. And of course, if you want to see photos of this, if you're more visual, then head over to recipethis.com and search pie. We've got our frozen pies, and we've also got homemade pies there and leftover pies, and perfect for you getting your pie in the air fryer. And of course, you can also do this where you do your sides in the air fryer as well. So check out our roast potatoes and other ones. And this just shows how easy and quick it is to cook the frozen pies in the air fryer versus the oven with the preheat. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you. And I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual. I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home. And of course, ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions. And it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.